It is Hit 100.9's Jimmy Nathan. Jim, we are celebrating the people of Hobart with our very own awards. They are called the Hobies.
Ladies and gentlemen.
A celebration of those people that truly make our city great.
It's the Hobies.
The Hobies from Hobart's Hit 100.9. Supported by Zambrero Rosny Drive-Thru. Legendary good burritos.
Yeah, plenty of categories still to choose from. Hit.com.au. Nominations are open until Friday. Voting starts on Saturday, Jim, but we are talking now to another finalist, and a finalist of a big award, of course, the local legend of the year. This is somebody who's shown significant contribution to the community this year. This is a big one, and please welcome our first finalist for local legend of the year, Mary Dickens. G'day, Mary. How are you?
Hi, good, thank you.
Mary, this is huge. This is very exciting. You've been nominated by a lady called Jamie Barwick, who's a friend of yours and a school mum. You know Jamie?
Yep, no, Jamie.
And do you know that she nominated you for Local Legend of the Year?
Yes, I did hear she dubbed me in for this.
Well, that's what we asked for, dubbing people in.
We knew, Mary, you wouldn't do it yourself. So no. We asked Hobart to dub in people doing good things. It's a very odd thing to ask.
Now, Mary, you're doing some pretty incredible things. You're a foster carer, and she's described you as a community champion, raising five boys in the moment and involved very heavily in the fostering community. Can you tell us about what you do?
Yep, so yeah, I'm a mum with five boys and run an organisation that tries to raise awareness about the need for more fostering families in Tassie. And it's a really cool job to do because I get to find homes and support fostering families and do life with foster carers who are pretty cool people.
Well, absolutely. Well, it's a job that's cool to do, but it's also a job that changes people's lives for the better. And that's what you do, Mary, and it's why you've been nominated for Local Legend of the Year. It says here you also you do lots of food drives and stuff as well to provide more to others. Can you tell us about some of the food drives that you do?
Yeah, in supporting fostering families, just always looking for different ways that we can support those families. So that can be through meals. It's always helpful to have some baked goods in lunch boxes. Getting clothes and supplies. So just any ways we can support families that are saying they're out there in the community finding homes and for people, for these young kids.
Mary, can I ask, I mean, yeah, this is about you. We want to celebrate you because you're doing an amazing thing, but I guess this is something you're passionate about. So you just mentioned before that there's probably not enough foster families in Hobart, in Tassie. If someone's listening to the show right now and they want to get involved, how can they do that?
Yeah, well, I don't know if my contact details would be with this, but give me a call or send me an email. As you said, there's not enough families in Tassie for the kids. And unfortunately, because of coronavirus, we're going to need more homes.
Mm.
So it's a real need right now. And I'd happily talk to anyone interested in either being a fostering family or supporting a fostering family or supporting a kid in care. Because as you said, this is about transformation in kids' lives. And so any adult that can get involved and support those kids is awesome.
Now, Mary, one of the most impressive things, you're doing all this stuff involving fostering care, helping others, you're doing food drives, baked goods, whilst at the same time, and I don't know how you're doing this, raising five boys. Any advice for mums out there? Because they're all juggling a million things and you seem to be nailing it.
It probably sounds corny, but enjoy being a mum. It's a real privilege, and my kids are awesome, all five of them. And they were quite funny with finding out about this award. They were their first response, "We're going to go to the school office and tell everyone to vote for you." so that's pretty cool to hear that they're my fans.
They can. I mean, that's
well, this
good,
is the advantage of raising five boys. You can get them all involved. Have your own little cheer squad, Mary. Those boys are amazing because their mother and the person raising them is amazing. So a round of applause to you, Mary. This is very, very exciting. Of course, voting starts on Saturday, and congratulations for being nominated and being a finalist for the Local Legend.
No, thank you, and thanks for running this and getting people to think about who's doing some good things out there.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.